Hi there, Rabbi. Do I see fireworks?
I want to be really careful when you say that because we're going to be talking about lust.
Yes, it's time for another in our series on the seven deadly sins. And this is the one that we have been looking forward to and dreading for a while now. The subject of lust is one, of course, we're not trying to be salacious here. Lust in itself, sexual desire, attraction to other people is not necessarily a vice in itself, is it?
No, and let's remember that sin, chet in Hebrew, sin in Judaism, means missing the mark. It's not a state of being. It's not that you did something wrong that you're going to get punished for. It means you missed the mark. You made a choice of your behavior that didn't get you where you wanted to get or where it's good for you. Often we might think we want to get somewhere, so we make a choice. But one of the reasons why we have religion is to preempt, is to an attempt to stop us from making choices that will actually hurt us and miss the mark. And lust is one of those things that the body would want us to believe would be fun and good and healthy and we'll have a good time, etc., etc. In the end, we end up degrading ourselves, degrading someone else, and then we're not happy. We're miserable. We're sorry. And that's the whole purpose of you missed the mark. You chose a behavior. You followed through on satisfying the body, which isn't bad in and of itself, but we chose a way that didn't work. There's our key, Joe.
So objectifying someone in order to think of them as something that, or that's the word, something instead of someone. Not a person, but an object that I can use for gratification is the part you want to avoid.
And this idea of lusting after, and we want to be careful because the way we've been taught and trained, a lot of people bring it up, it's any sex. It's not any sex. It's not about sex. It's about we have bodies, we're material. And some things are pleasing, some things are painful. And it's not always the best choice to satisfy the body. That would be missing the mark. You have to stop and say, what's respectful? What's in God's image? What is my goal? Is my goal to think less of myself? Is my goal to respect myself? Is my goal to respect other people? And so, will this behavior get me to my goal? And the danger being we're dealing with something that can be pleasurable.
And often we see many examples all around us in literature and entertainment, but in real life as well. Relationships where one person is having sex with the other person just to keep that person in the relationship, that they're saying to themselves, if I don't have sex with this person, they won't want to stay in the relationship. So I must do these things that I don't necessarily want to do. And that is. Person is a victim of lust as opposed to two consenting individuals doing something that they both want to do for each other's benefit.
And that's exactly what we want to stress, Joe, because in the past and too often, when lust is presented as a sin, it's sex or having sex. And we look at it and we go, no, we're human beings. Human beings are sexual. What we want to realize is we're missing the mark. We're not developing a relationship. We're not sustaining a relationship. We're not respecting our partners. We're not respecting ourselves. So it's not this wholesale idea because there's nothing wrong with sex in and of itself.
So I can go to the adult toy store and shop around and pick out the things that I want to try or look at and experiment, But I don't have to feel bad about it as long as I'm doing it in a way that does not objectify or degrade myself or my partner.
And you'd have to stop and say to yourself, what's your goal? Will this get me to my goal? Or am I deluding myself into thinking I need these ancillary things in order to have a satisfying sexual relationship?
Well, on that note, I always have a satisfying relationship, not the other kind, but just emotionally satisfying every time I talk to you, Rabbi. Thank you as always.
And that's why the fireworks. Every time someone listens to me, you see fireworks.